This is a HeadGum Podcast.
This episode of All Fantasy, everything is brought to you by AeroPress. Now, let me paint a picture for you. You bought an amazing, delicious smelling bag of coffee beans. You get home, you're stoked. You make the coffee and it just isn't what you're feeling. You know, it's a bad cup. AeroPress coffee, however, uses a patented brew method. That's right. You didn't think I knew about brew methods, but I do. It gets all the purest flavor that you could imagine out of those beans, and it speeds things up so coffee doesn't get over-extracted. It's going to give you a smooth, it's going to give you a rich, it's going to give you a bitter-free cup of coffee that tastes as good as the smell, if not better. And that's what we're all shooting for. You know what I mean? AeroPress, it's like a French press that makes a way better cup of coffee. AeroPress uses a patented 3-in-1 brew technology, again, with my brew technology knowledge. It's going to combine the flavor benefits of espresso, pour over, and French press into one compact, tiny little portable device built for travel. I got one. I have traveled with it. It is in the cupboard right now, barely taking up any space. You get a completely unique, delicious cup of coffee wherever you go, only possible with an AeroPress. With over 55,000 five-star ratings in over 60 countries, that's almost more countries than I thought existed. AeroPress is the best-reviewed coffee press on the planet at just under $50. And with all of those great reviews, AeroPress makes an exceptional gift. It's thoughtful, it's proven, tasty, and travel-oriented. I'm all those things as well. Who wouldn't love that as a gift? Gift receipt, not needed. No one's going to take it back. Get on it. AeroPress is shockingly affordable, less than $50. And we've got an incredible offer for our audience. Visit aeropress.com/allfantasy. Again, that's AEROPRESS.com/allfantasy. And use the promo code allfantasy to save 20% off of your order. That's aeropress.com/allfantasy. And be sure to use the code allfantasy at checkout to save 20%. It is time to ditch the drive-through, toss the French press, and say yes to better mornings fueled by better coffee. AeroPress ships to the USA and over 60 countries around the world. And we thank AeroPress for sponsoring our show.
Welcome to another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything, the podcast that's thinking about getting some wings later.
I mean, yeah. I think it's more than
it's on the
about.
Counter. The coffee cake is on the counter in those bags. It's like tore half of it. It's the podcast that got some stuff. Oh, coffee bean and tea leaf, lemon, coffee cake. David Boy's brother has been here for the last three episodes.
Yeah.
Fucking amazing.
Been chilling.
New member of the Good Vibes gang.
Yep.
Martins.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Got that brand new drug rug on?
That's right. I fucking rocked one of those in San Francisco for a weekend. It was fun, man.
Yeah. Oh, just recently?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
All right.
Early 20s.
Okay.
Mid 20s.
Yeah, Smith
yeah,
and I.
Yeah, he's 18. That's
Smith and I got our, we called them rags and we called them drug rugs and rugs.
Rugs?
Yeah, ponchos.
Ponchos. Oh,
yeah. I mean, that's what it is, a poncho, right?
It's a poncho, my friends.
Yeah,
poncho. If you do the math, if you crunch the numbers.
Yeah, I'll crunch
them. It boils down to.
I'll crunch them. I'll smush them. I'll smash them.
You smash them?
I'll smash them.
Smash the numbers?
Smush, bro. Smush room, bro. That's where I do math.
Smush room?
I was on Jersey Shore. They had the smush room.
Oh, that's where they had sex.
Where they all went and had sex.
Yeah. They were having sex.
What sexuals. A gross thing to be like, this is the room where we all have sex
we
sometimes.
Smush. Yeah, but you didn't have rooms like that.
I mean, my bedroom.
The first couple apartments you had, you didn't have a smush room type of thing.
It was bedroom. A room. You had your room.
But like, if you're having your a party, kind of like everybody's in a fucking Chris's room.
I wasn't a big smush at the party kind of thing.
Okay.
This is a Sylvan House thing you're talking about here?
No, it was before that. Even.
Really?
Yeah.
Surprised any of you guys made it out of that place, honestly.
I don't think you know where I came from before that.
I wasn't really. I was. I'm just now getting into my, I wasn't fucking at parties, I guess is what I'm saying. And now that I'm having sex more often, I still would not fucking at a party, I don't think.
No, I party at a party.
Party at a party.
I would leave.
What is a party? I quip.
What if there? What if you were at a hotel party and one of the rooms was for sex?
No,
I don't know.
I'm not married, so this is all moot. But
it's all a moot point for me as well. Yeah, no, no ring on this finger. So
I will be married though.
Yeah,
marry this queen,
Mary Darrison.
Barry, Mary Darrison. Have a flirtation.
I'm gonna be officiating, dude.
I know.
I'm going to do a set first.
I'm going to be bawling.
I'm going to have some fish scale. Yeah.
It's funny how much it's come up where numerous times she's like, it's not going to be like, no one's going to like do stand up, are they? And I go, I'll talk to a couple people about that, what they can't do.
Nobody's going to do stand up. Who does she think we are?
Well, not you.
Yeah, I'm not a monster.
No, not.
Whom else? Well, it's certainly not me. Obviously,
no,
I'm
no.
not going to. But like, who's invited
Tell
us?
Tell her I'm going to be crying so hard on mushrooms, I won't remember my bits.
Yeah. She doesn't think real stand up, but like do like bits and stuff. Like
you've some seen of your skateboard
people,
friends.
You've seen people work shit in, like to weddings and stuff. And it happens.
You can't.
The skateboard kids don't get to talk.
Okay.
I don't think any.
Don't talk to anyone about this. Let people do what they want to do.
Yeah, it's going to be, man, that shit, that cookie's going to crumble how it crumbles.
Or if you're listening to this, I'm sorry. So if somebody wants to get up there and run a five, and then I am thinking about Shane Torres right now, you got to let it happen. You got to let Shane do his thing. Tight five.
Yeah.
Tight five.
We're working on some of the plans. It's sick. It's
going to
be fun.
Man.
It's gonna be the right amount of funny, which
nacho
I'm excited
bar,
about.
Nacho bar, nacho cheese bar.
Well, I don't want to drop any of that yet.
I'll be bringing a nacho bar.
Okay,
yeah.
I was
gift.
Gonna bring my own chocolate fountain from home.
So. I'm bringing a gift to the wedding. Yeah, you just got like a little hibachi sized chocolate fountain that you just got plugged in next to your table only.
Yeah,
that's something I didn't think about.
I brought like a Weber. We're making grilled cheese in the parking lot.
We get to register. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah,
didn't even cross my mind.
Where are you guys gonna register, David Busters?
I'm gonna register it. Whatever local skate shop, pharmacy.
We're at Cal's Pharmacy.
Fire in the Mountain.
We're registered at the Sports Authority.
Lids. I got a heavy registry at Lids. I didn't need to pick anything because you can't make a wrong choice for me in Lids.
Yeah, I don't care what you ask for. You're getting a remote control mini blimp for your wedding. It's for both of you.
God, that'd be
tight.
Well,
now I got to get married.
Yeah.
Can it say more Sean's than Laura's on it, though?
Yeah. 5149. The 5149 wedding blimp.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, it's that kind of podcast, dude. It's a blimp-based podcast for the most part.
It's what?
A blimp-based podcast. Blimp-based
podcast.
Zeppelin-based
podcast. Blimp-based podcast. Blimp-based podcast.
Good. You're good at it, man.
Yeah.
Should be on TV.
Nah.
She's definitely right for it.
I'll think about writing
for
it.
You can talk anytime you want, Joel.
Oh, man.
No, I don't want to.
Y'all got to work this out. Go ahead and work this out.
You know what's funny is there's going to be more Carmels at my wedding than Jordans by far.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, there's going to be like five times more Carmels.
That makes sense. Crawling I feel less. Like you're... Sean, your family's pretty thugged out.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want them all there,
right.
is what I'm saying.
And we're Portland royalty. You don't want some of that?
You know felons aren't supposed to hang with each other.
Yeah, technically it's a gang.
That's the thing. That's the court said that.
Nobody in my family's felonious. I don't think. I don't think so. My Uncle Pat told me a story. He got 2 D-doubles in a day.
Whoa.
It was like a small town.
Whoa.
He got pulled over, got a D-double, and it was like a small town. The cop's like, just go home. And then so he sent him home. And then later that night, he went back to the bar, drove home again, and the same cop pulled him over. He's like, I can't not give you another DUI. I have to give it to you.
Two tickets, they took him straight to jail?
Doing? Yeah. Well, this is back in the day, dude. You didn't go to jail back. I mean, this is like 40 years ago.
Oh, this is in the 70s.
When he was like 20. I don't even think he was old enough to drink yet. He told me a story that my uncle, dude, he starts telling me these stories later in life. I guess he owed some guy money. So this dude shows up at the bar and like puts a gun on the bar, something like that. And my uncle's like, I mean, if you're going to shoot me, I guess you're going to have to shoot me because I'm just going to be here for a while. Like straight up called the guy and the guy didn't do anything. Obviously didn't shoot
him. He laid it on the bar. You can't even use it like that.
Yeah. But it's like one of those.
That is a crazy way to use your gun.
Yeah.
Well, it's one of those moves where
you lay it on the bar. I could pick it up off the bar.
Yeah.
Now who owes who money?
Yeah.
Fuck? He just grabs it. What are you doing? Thanks for the gun. Now
I see
you definitely
a free gun.
I'll go sell
the
this.
Money and the gun. I guess.
Yeah, dude. Uncle Pat.
Where did he grow up?
Kadoka, I think.
Is that in South Dakota? Near Sioux Falls?
It's on the west side of the state. It's like by Rapid.
Because all these stories.
Just crazy that
Rapid is. Rapid is a fucking ghetto.
Sound like the type of story.
I don't know.
Oh, so Rapid is a white ghetto. Yeah,
it's on the other
Sioux
side
Falls
of the state.
Sioux Falls is not.
Sioux Falls is perfect.
Okay. I don't know how else to get through your head that you were an at-risk youth. Like, you're why they made the Boys and Girls Club.
For sure. It was,
definitely. That was where I started Taekwondo.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Taekwondo.
Yeah, that's where you, the first place that you learned to manage your anger with your fists.
You met a Sioux Falls Skyforce member.
Yeah. Yeah. Before you were fucking rabid on the streets and they were like, no, come inside. I'll teach you how to kick. You were out there cripping.
I was like, not. Like, I don't like kicking.
We don't need you cripping. Come inside.
I don't do karate kicks. I do karate crips.
Oh my God.
Karate spelled with two C's at the beginning of it.
In an all blue Sioux Falls shirt right now as well. While we're at it.
Damn right. Blue socks on last night. White still shoes.
I can't believe you didn't quit Taekwondo once you got your blue belt. I thought you would have been out after that. I thought that would have been the last straw.
God, blue belts do look the dankest.
All right, so this is the red belt qualification.
You just lit it on fire. I'll be skipping the red belt, dog.
Jamel Johnson.
What's good, folks?
In the house.
Good to see you.
At Nonprofit on Twitter. At Nonprofit Comic on Twitter.
Yang.
At Nonprofit. Oh, wait. What is it on? What is it again?
At Broccoli House on the Instagram.
Broccoli House. Yeah. I knew it was fucking funny. So many things going on right now.
Just 1,000,000,000.
Listen to the Air Buds podcast. We are in the thick of the NFL or the NBA season.
Yeah, come on, man.
Yeah, shout out to Podstar Weekend.
Podstar Weekend.
That was a great time,
man. How did that go? What a great idea.
It was so much fun.
It went well. We got through it.
For those of you who don't know, it was the Thursday night before All-Star Weekend, NBA All-Star.
What happened?
Oh, the Podstar Weekend.
We had a basketball podcast All-Star event.
Oh, sick.
At the Virgil.
Really?
And it went well.
Hell yeah.
A podcast dunk contest is essentially what we put on. And it was pretty good. Y'all should have been there, honestly. But the plan
I was there. It was really fun. I was in that thing. I was in Chicago.
You were at the actual All-Star game. All-Star we made it clear. This is like the D2 division that we was at. But like next year, dog, we all got to go to Salt Lake City and we got to do it, son. And we got to make...
next year, then Salt Lake. But
it's Indiana next year?
It's Indiana.
Yes.
It's in Gary?
Indiana?
It's in Gary, Indiana.
Everyone's going to get murdered.
There's no way it's in Gary.
Just help us pull this off so we can all smoke weed with Steven Jackson and Matt Barnes.
It's Captain Jack.
Yeah.
Dude.
Oh, man, I would love to smoke weed with Matt Barnes.
I feel like Podstar Weekend could happen.
Let them know. Steven Jackson, if you're listening, I will roll weed for you. If you like Dutchess, I can't roll backwoods. I'll be honest.
Me either.
Anything else is within reason.
Yeah, I can't roll.
Backwoods is like advanced classes.
It's like I also can't roll Fanta Leaf.
Yeah, I never even tried, man.
Yeah.
Just give me a fucking Dutch and clear the lane.
I'm from the West Coast, so I love a Swisher.
I know.
But that's the regional thing.
I still got to make that map. Did I ever tell you about that?
The blunt map?
Yeah.
Of the United States?
The United States regional blunt map.
You should do that.
Where's South Dakota going to fall?
Y'all are smoking fucking...
White
paint. Is it going to be a big meth pipe?
Yeah.
It's just going to be a light bulb.
It's just going to be
tin
foil.
Out of glass and it's meth.
Ugh. I'll be sure to put that on the map.
You did this.
Yeah. Stamp it. Somebody mark it.
Swishers are like the only one I've ever even heard about.
I mean, because that is though? Once you pass the Mississippi,
Dutch Masters?
It's all Swishers, I feel like. Once you pass the Mississippi,
Well, because they don't even sell Optimos.
Yeah, I know.
That's what that is. In
Pastor Troy.
No, I'm talking about Biggie. Smoking Lion, Optimos.
Law and Optimos.
Money Hose and Clothes. Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking of
that.
And then Dutch Optimo, Masters y'all swish like a sweet. Okay. You know that one? That's a great line.
Yeah.
Dutch Masters is another one that they sell, right? That's what Dutch is.
I don't like Dutch's because they have two papers.
You got to take out the third. Sometimes they used to have a third one.
Yeah, that's why I don't fuck with Dutch's.
You had to pull it off.
Swisher is just, it's quick to the point. Crack it, slurp it, dump it. You know what I'm talking about?
It is.
Yeah, I've seen kids. Break it. Scrape it.
it's definitely how blunts.
That's how I learned
be.
How. To,
but they were smoking in Philly. I feel like
that's how I learned how to roll a blunt because I watched that movie and I was like, oh. And then we rolled blunts for like a year after that. It's insane.
Roll blunts, trying
like
to
that
get
AIDS. Taught kids how to do drugs the right way.
Hey,
amen.
Also, your fucking album just came out.
Boom.
Oh shit.
More than all that.
It's available on every fucking platform. I'll just say the jokes to you if you come to the Hollywood Vons. After 7 p.m.
That's one of the platforms.
I'll just tell you.
It's available on Spotify, but, iTunes, Vons.
Yeah, yeah.
Hollywood Vons.
Hollywood Vons specifically. Yeah, it's called I Think It's Good. It's out. About 20 minutes.
It's good. You're one of the funniest people I've ever met in my whole life.
Come on, guys. You better stop it. Say it again. Say it louder.
Seriously, you're one of the funniest people I've ever met in my whole life.
Thank you, Sean Jordan.
Yeah, you're welcome, man.
Appreciate you, man. God damn.
Go out and support it. Yeah, pick it up. Pay money for it. It's hard doing comedy. Pay a little money for it.
Steal it if necessary.
Or steal it. But, yeah. You know, if you got
but
a little,
if you can,
spread the word.
I'm just saying, if you got a couple extra shekels jingle around in your pocket this
drop
month.
It off. We're trying to get the Google Play numbers. We're trying to get the
yeah, we got those Google
we're
Play
trying to get
up.
Our real player numbers through the roof.
Get your real this player numbers.
I'm trying to get my real, trying to get my Winamp numbers.
That's how you're going to deal.
It really whips the llama's ass. Yeah. You got to get those
currently
numbers up, man.
82,000 streams on Winamp.
Trying to get
we're trying to get that
those Napster numbers up too. We got to get those up.
LimeWire. Because Bear Share while we're at it.
Winamax.
Winamax. We got to know about Winamax.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Y'all ever get to the point where you were just downloading speeches and stuff on?
I was downloading songs that I knew were songs. It would be like Crosby, Stills, and Nash, Lil Wayne, Dragon. I'd be like, well, maybe it was through some label shit. And I try to download it. You know what I mean? Like, maybe they're
It's a fundraiser for the Silver Lake Music Conservatory.
Yeah. It never was, though.
It was the best when you'd get like the song and it was clearly not the person who they said was singing.
Oh, yeah.
Kenny Loggins singing Imagine or something.
Buddy
like,
Holly
it sounds
by
a lot
Weezer.
Like John Lennon.
Yeah.
But it says it's Kenny Loggins.
Buddy Holly by fucking
I respect Soulja Boy so much because I downloaded
so many songs
that weren't cranked that. I downloaded so many songs and then it'd be like, you! And I'd be like, fuck you, man.
Yeah.
I was the last, we were the last house on the block to get broadband.
Yeah.
And I remember trying to download Killing Them Softly for like a week.
Oh, yeah.
Just the audio.
And it took just like a week. Off.
Yeah, and I had to start over again.
You're
and again.
Well, I'm leaving. It's 78%. I'm going to school. When I get back, it's going to be good.
Oh.
And then you get back and it's like fatal error. You're like, no.
I had to do it overnight.
Oh, yeah.
So I would do it and then like wake up and before school be like, all right.
Cool. I'm going to go get hyped.
I got all the Freestyle Fridays of gin.
Yeah.
Oh, they were good back in the day.
Yeah, gin was great.
I got to the point on App Store where I was downloading. I was like, the 200 greatest speeches of all time? Absolutely.
Fuck it.
I had the MP3 of like the Any Given Sunday Al Pacino speech and stuff like that.
Oh, you go to the car.
I used to get on. It's that inch. You live and die with that inch. Like that. And I was like, fuck it. I was early on Fruity Loops and stuff like that. I would make like little beats and stuff like that.
With the Al Pacino
and
speech
like
from
cut,
Any Given
cut,
Sunday?
Like little speeches oh, into you, it because I had the MP3 files.
Oh, you thought you were Alchemist.
Okay. And I would like walk through Westview High School like listening to my own little like.
Yeah.
That's pretty hard.
Yeah, that's tough.
Really good.
It was
that
pretty cool.
Tight.
Yeah.
Do you remember, we couldn't listen to music when I was in school. So like in detention and stuff, I would have to like, or study hall, to, you know, I wasn't always in detention.
Yeah.
But like you'd have to like sneak your headphones up through your hoodie and like lean on them like that.
They wouldn't let you listen to music?
No. We couldn't have headphones or anything in the hallway. Uh-uh. None of that shit. Can kids now? Can you listen to music in school when you're like, if you're walking around? Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
In class too?
Fuck, man.
Damn, school would have been so much danker if I could listen.
Stop them now.
I could listen to Tupac instead.
I got like a heads down riding situation. Yeah. Music. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that is Beaverton, Oregon for you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not. Sean went to the high school from Dangerous Minds. Yeah.
Here you go. Here's another one.
Dangerous,
we had to have
Dangerous White Minds.
We had to have clear or mesh backpacks or no backpack.
What?
We couldn't go to our lockers.
Like he was
in
going
between
to King's
classes.
Dominion.
So you had to have all your books before lunch. You could only go to your locker once at lunch, and that was it. For the whole day, you couldn't stop him.
No, that definitely sounds like they implement that because your school is so safe.
Sounds like maybe something happened and then another couple things happened.
Yeah,
guns.
Yeah.
Oh, there were guns Sons at your guns. School.
The only other Carmel I've ever met in my whole life, I won't say his name, but his last name was Carmel.
No.
But it was with a C, and he
his name was Carmel.
So this dude, we came outside of middle school, and this dude was gonna fight. And he pulled a gun out and he's like, hold me down. He gave it to this dude and then just beat this kid's ass.
Sean.
I'm feeding you now. Now I'm doing it on purpose.
No, it doesn't matter. Even if you, it doesn't matter. It, like, you understand, you feed me enough, I'll get full. You understand what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? Like, after a while, it's just you have told 50 stories that draw the picture of you being from a white ghetto.
For example,
you just told a story about in middle school, a kid gave another kid his gun to hold while he beat the shit out of another kid.
I have
kid.
No stories like that.
That's what I'm saying.
My middle school was not like my middle school is in kind of a like lower middle class area, which is what it was like. And like the craziest thing that happened is somebody brought a mini baseball bat with the intention of hitting someone with it, and they did.
Yo, everybody was outside. My man pulled the heater, said, "Hold this."
Yeah,
that's what grown
that's
men
different.
Do. That.
Yeah,
did
that's
Carmel
different.
Hold or did Carmel give?
Carmel the held.
He's man. You hear
Maybe
this
he is
guy?
One of us.
This guy, you had to like. It was, man.
This is seventh grade?
Gosh, yeah, because I didn't skate yet.
Gosh.
So it was six or seven.
He thinks he thinks he covers it up with that shit. He's like, well, Goldern, I remember kids giving guns to Gee Whiz, seventh grade.
The look,
it was still 13-year-olds
with
guns.
The look on your face, Jermaine, when you go, gosh, huh?
Man.
Gosh, I almost got hit with the blicky, huh?
Yo, with the blicky! Fucking!
My dad thinks
he took
you are
the
like,
glizzy off.
Oh my god!
My dad
That's
thinks you this like wholesome.
Oh
he,
my god!
He always calls you like
it.
A Lake Wobegon Midwesterner. Little does he know.
So awesome!
Ooh, you know he had that thing on him.
This kid. So the kid that had the kid that was strapped. I guess he when he was the new
you
kid in school.
Guess. You know that kid
we know
had a
now.
Gun.
When he
we
was the new kid,
are aware.
I think I was in sixth grade because I was still like thought I was in a gang.
No, way more important. Way more important. He was in. So Sean saw this, but he was like, "I'm repping for the set." I also got my shit
yeah.
in
no,
case
I never
some shit jumps off.
I have a gun. But this kid...
Yeah, that would be crazy for you to have a gun in this environment that you describe lots of children having guns in.
No, not lots. It happened, but not lots. Anyway, this kid, when he came to school... When he came to school, we did... I remember we were like actively... I was always on the cusp of this stuff because I'm not... I've never been that person, like a bully or anything, but I did want those kids to think I was cool. So, like, I would be around, and they would all, like, kind of bully this kid. And individually, he beat the shit out of everyone except for me.
That's
and I don't
awesome.
Know how I missed it. But I remember this one kid, because he'd catch everyone by themselves.
Because you're a sweetheart, man.
He'd catch him by themselves.
Yeah, he wasn't built for this life.
Yeah.
So this kid
wasn't
was supposed
like
to be
him.
All hard. I remember this new kid came, found him by himself, just decked him once. And then this kid starts bawling, and he ran to the office, and he had a big, fat, black eye for, like, a week.
Yeah.
And we're just like, okay, so that's what happens when you're by yourself with him. So, yeah, maybe we're not actually tough. Maybe he's tough.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, he beat everyone's ass.
And then to continue the trend, he went and got a gun in seventh grade.
I think he probably had it already.
Yeah, I'm going to give him had it. I'm going to say
that. He didn't just get it that day.
God, that guy. Gosh.
He had been ready for war.
I was not expecting gosh from you.
Gosh.
He tries to cover it up with that shit.
The guns in middle school story.
You put a pig in a dress, it's still a pig.
Gosh.
Just to reiterate, the album is called I Think It's Good. You can get it anywhere.
Yeah.
Listen to the Airbuds podcast.
Please.
Gotta
do.
Try to get Podstar Weekend at the fucking
All-Star
in Indiana.
Game in Indiana. We're in there. Let's go.
Yeah, you gotta do that.
But that doesn't happen. Salt Lake City's a shoe-in. That's not even that far.
I bet if you
what else do they even have going on?
Nothing.
Yeah, I bet if you look into rates now, you could lock down like a Super 8.
Oh, and then just be.
And then just be.
Trap out of there.
Yeah. Like, so as someone who's thrown multiple Super 8 hotel parties, they'll let you get a wing.
Oh, yeah.
They're
stoked. When
me
you
and
get
Sam T used to do it. Just tell them you're a high school reunion. They'll let you get a whole wing of the Super 8.
Really?
Yeah, we just want five.
Do they have
six
like
rooms.
Conference rooms?
Yeah, not Super 8.
Yeah, it's Super 8. That's like a roof, roof
that's,
in.
That's or like that's like a Hojo's.
Yeah, yeah.
You gotta go to a Hojo's
okay.
for a conference room.
This might be conference room level.
I'll tell you what you do is we get it all hooked up with one of these big companies. You make it an activation. You do it in their space.
What do you mean an activation? I don't even know.
Damn.
I know what he's talking about.
All these words
saying.
I've never heard
this
over
is,
here.
It's
right.
Podstar Weekend brought to you by Simply Lemonade and them.
Yes, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Except
oh,
put
you
an
could
X
do
in
that.
There
yeah.
They've been on the internet for long enough.
And I love lemonade. Look, I know one of y'all listening. Please.
Oh my God. There's a Simply Lemonade in the fridge right now, and that's no accident.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
You know, they still make Snapple, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're still making it.
Yeah.
It's in plastic now.
It's not the titan of the beverage industry it once was.
Yeah.
No, but
they
it's
went
in plastic.
The,
I didn't know.
Yeah.
Did you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, they're doing some different shit. It's like, remember when Gatorade went from glass to plastic?
Yeah.
I imagine because kids were getting cracked in the head with bottles.
No. Oh, that was the perfect size to bust on somebody.
Yeah, yeah.
Those old glass
old
Gatorades?
Old English recently made the change as well. Now they're plastic.
I hate plastic 40s.
Horse shit.
I don't think alcohol should be more plastic.
Mickey's did it too. Yeah.
It
feels weird.
Because it marinates. So the plastic gets in there.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
You can taste a little bit of it.
Yeah, yeah. Gross.
David Boy also here, for gosh, for gosh's sake. The G is silent on Twitter. Cool Guy Jokes 87 on Instagram. David Boy. Where can people come see you?
Come see me.
Oh, Jamel, can people? Sorry.
No. Yeah.
Any dates coming up you want to plug?
No.
There it is. David, where can people come see you?
AFE Tour, of course. South by Southwest, March 13th through 18th. I also will be at Rooster Tea Feathers in Sunnyvale, California.
Sure.
Hey, now.
April 16th through 19th. 5 shows. Come fuck with Cherboy.
Yes.
Cherboygan, dude.
Cherboy.
Cherboygan.
Get himself.
Every time you cough, it looks like you're dabbing a little bit.
I know.
Except it's a better dab.
Like the mechanics are there.
Yeah. Jonathan Jordan on the podcast in sunny Los Angeles, where there was a killer bee attack today.
Yeah, did you see that?
In Pasadena.
Wu-Tang played a show outside.
Wu-Tang killer
They're back. Warm.
In Pasadena, there was a fucking killer bee attack.
40,000 bees.
They're back?
Yeah.
Oh, they got left. I got to make some big calls.
40,000 bees
the
were
funk
like
of 40,000
five
bees.
Miles that way.
It's crazy. I got to move some shit around.
Yeah. Shouldn't be in Pasadena at a time like this. Sean Jordan, Sean S. Jordan on Twitter, Sean Cougar Mellon Jordan on the gram, Sean S. Jordan on Twitter, even though it's Sean Patrick Jordan.
Even though it is
in real
Sean
life,
Jordan.
An occasional reminder, in case anyone can't see your Boston Celtics shorts, thought maybe for a second you're not Irish. Even though you're having a vodka drink?
We're out of the cider drinks and the whiskey drinks.
I was like, what is this little curveball you're throwing today?
Yeah, I'm rushing today.
What do you got coming up?
April 25th, I'll be doing the Grolic show in Denver, which again, I believe is at the Bug Theater.
Yep.
And come to that. It's fantastic. They put on an amazing show. I love them, boys. They're super dope. They're the ones behind the High Plains Comedy Festival.
Yep.
So yeah, I'll be there April 25th, and that's pretty much it. I don't think I have any other dates or anything.
Beautiful.
Did tour, obviously. We'll talk about that.
I'll talk about that.
And come to Faded every Friday. I have an album on a Special Thing Records called The Buck Starts Here.
He remembered.
If you got a couple bucks, go purchase that. You can also order a flask to go with the album, which is fun. It's got The Buck Starts Here engraved on it. Good time.
Beautiful.
Yeah. I did remember. I never. Yeah. Dude, you should have heard me pitch in merch in Madison.
Oh, boy.
I forgot almost every show to do it. And then the one time I did it, I was like, hey, I have stuff to sell. Tip first. I'd like you to buy future tickets to this club first.
Wow.
I was just like everything first.
Gentlemen.
I was like, if you have any money after that, and I know you already paid for tickets, you bought drinks, so you don't have to do this, but I am selling stuff. And I was like, what a bad pitch that is.
Yeah, spend all your money. And then if you have some more money, give it to me.
Shout out to everybody that came to those shows and purchased some merch. That was fun.
Hell yeah.
I had a good time.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Come fuck with all that. My name is Ian Carmel. Ian Carmel on Twitter, at Ian Carmel on Instagram, at Ian Carmel on Jewish Trivago. Check it out. I'm on there, verified.
Flights to Israel from Portland.
Direct flights all the way. Yeah, from anywhere you want to be.
They do flights.
I couldn't tell you what Trivago does. I'll tell you what Jewish Trivago does.
I hate the word Trivago.
Trivago.
I know that.
We are going on a mini Texas tour.
Yes.
In April.
Yep.
The 9th, 10th, and 11th of April. The 9th, we will be the Sons of Herman Hall in Dallas, Texas. Troy Aikman, you're on the list.
Whew.
You know what I mean? Dirk Nowitzki, you're on the list.
Yeah, Jason Kidd.
Jason Kidd is on the
list. Not around.
Jason Kidd's not on the list.
Big Tuck.
Jason Kidd's got to buy a ticket. Fucking Larry Johnson's, who's that? No, Larry Allen. Allen, you are on the list. You got two seats waiting for you.
Mark Cuban, you are on the list.
Yeah, Mark Cuban, you can come in. But even
Beyonce's
you can afford a
father.
Ticket. Yes.
Wait, on is that list. Houston?
That's Houston.
Yeah, that was Houston.
But if you want Matthew Knowles, can come. Hey, Matthew, come on.
Kelly Rowland's on the list.
Yeah. She's on every list.
The day after that, we will be in Houston.
Yep.
So Matthew Knowles, if you don't want to make the drive, you're on that list too. We will be at the Secret Group on the 10th of April in Houston, Texas. And on the 11th of April, we will be at the Parish in Austin, Texas.
Sure will be.
Absolutely.
Are those tickets going fast?
Daniel Johnstone's Ghost, you are on the list. Those tickets are going very fast. Yeah.
Vince Young, you're on the list.
Vince Young is on every list. Vince Young, if you ever wanted to come hang out.
We should go to his steakhouse.
I'd be into that.
Because it's in Austin, right?
Yeah.
Let's go to Vince Jones Steakhouse.
Hook 'em. Dude, I'd be stoked.
Hook 'em horns.
I've told this before. I don't know if I've told you, Jamel. Every time that my friend Frat goes to an Elway's, like in Denver,
sure.
He always asks if Mr. Elway's in the building.
Does he ask the person up front, or does he ask the waiter?
The person up front. He'll be like, excuse me, is Mr. Elway in the building?
Elway's is nice, too.
Yeah. Just between two aficionados of delicious food, is Mr. Elway in the building?
if he is
either Ruth or Chris here.
Excuse me, is Mr. or Mrs. Outback here?
I'd like to speak to Angus.
Yeah.
Me and Black had a fall.
If you're a fan of 5-year-old comedy albums, 9.2 on Pitchfork, available now.
There it is. Jeez, I guess staring me right in the face over here.
Wow.
I know, isn't that funny? You're like, why not do another one, I guess?
Wow. I don't do comedy anymore, dude. I do art.
Ooh.
Oh, damn.
I do art.
I feel that.
Yeah.
You hit me right
on the button with that one.
I've been in that art game for 10 years.
Yes.
Great. So, I mean, not only here to talk about how I'm in the art game for 10 years, but also to draft commercial jingles.
Nice. Yeah.
We are all fantasy, everything, ganging. Commercial jingles. I got a list. This is one of those scarcity of resources.
Yeah,
ones.
This is scary. Yeah. I'm like, gosh, I don't know. I'm going to have to dig in the crates a little bit.
Whoever gets drawn first picked is really at an advantage.
You think there's like a clear first pick?
I think it's a Michael Jordan in this draft, even though he went third.
Do you really?
I think there's a LeBron in this draft.
Okay. I got some things under my head. I don't want to.
Yeah, let's just get to it, man.
Well, I mean, the way they determine the order of the draft is through a rollicking game of rock, paper, scissors, play between the three of you.
Shoot up.
Yeah.
Wow, hostility.
I'll get it.
That's what happens when it's fucking.
I'll poke him.
Being a champion is about sustained excellence over a period of time.
The man has an ounce you have on.
Often be rises and falls, flashes in the pan.
Mm-hmm. Damn,
anybody
dude.
Can have a 1-2 game streak.
Yeah.
I think my numbers speak for themselves.
Sure. All right.
They really do. It's a
100%.
It's a tale of dominance.
I'm a Spurs baby.
UCLA in the 70s.
Yep.
We throw on shoot. Here we go. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. And he wins again.
I won last time, though.
I told you, it's just about its numbers. It's just consistency. I came out and I executed. I did what I want to do. So I'm just looking forward to the rest of the season.
Whatever. Got your kid on your lap, too?
I'm not sponsored by Gatorade. Get this fuck out of here.
And in one of the grand Jewish traditions, I'm the commissioner. What happened?
Did you see that the other day with Kawhi? Like when he walked up to do the post game interview, he's like, "We're not sponsored by Gatorade. Get this out of here!"
Really? God, that's hilarious.
They were like Gatorade down immediately before his ass hit the seat.
Yeah,
the bottle of Gatorade was on the ground.
And he said that he was like, "We're not sponsored by Gatorade."
God, that's cool.
Yeah, that guy's great, man.
David, as the winner of Rock, Paper, Scissors, it is coming upon you to determine the order of today's draft. Before you do that, I will remind you, it is a serpentine draft.
And what is that?
Great question.
Let's say that you're at Subway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you get a sandwich. And you get your meat, you get your cheese, your veggies. Yeah, you get a sandwich.
Okay.
You get a sandwich. Sandwich.
Uh-huh.
Get your meat, you get your cheese, you get your veggies, and then you get your sauce. You order the chipotle sauce.
Yeah.
And then after you get your sauce, you're like, I don't really want that.
Oh.
So then you scrap the order, you get a whole new sandwich, but this time you start sauce first.
Oh, wow.
And you get the buffalo sauce.
Okay.
But then you go in reverse, you go back down the line because you don't just want a buffalo sauce sandwich.
No, that'd be weird.
So you put on your veggies and then your cheese and then your meat. But then when you get the meat, they give you pastrami on accident.
Oh, no.
And you didn't want pastrami.
Buffalo and pastrami.
Yeah, they already did it.
What kind of world is this?
They put it on there. And
I mean, America's a melting pot, but what's enough is enough.
You can't simply just move the pastrami because it's now touched the buffalo sauce.
Yeah.
So you have to do a whole new sandwich. And you're like, I want black forest ham because you're weird. So you get black forest ham.
Sauce.
Well, we're not, you know, maybe.
You get black forest ham.
And then you get your cheese. You get pepper jack.
I hit that way too hard.
And then you get one jalapeno, like my friends Adam and Joey always do.
Oh, yeah.
One jalapeno, one banana pepper. And then you get mayo and mustard. Because you change your mind by the end of it. And then you decide you don't want mayo mustard. You do actually want to just straight up buffalo chicken sandwich. So you go back down the line and just kind of until you get your order right.
Basically means if you pick fourth,
that was right.
You pick fourth in the first round, you pick first in the second round. That's kind of what it means there. But both are valid explanations.
I was trying to pepper the line instead of just doing one thing. And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
A few things and then a few things back.
Yeah.
You know, wax on, wax off kind of thing. You got it right, Martin? Yeah, damn right you did.
Yeah. We're still locked work. In.
Absolutely.
We're tapped in.
That thing hits hard sometimes,
bro,
huh?
That shit had me. I was
back to Scotty. We had a normal bong in this house for a long time, like a good American family. Like,
if there's anything, in it.
He broke it, and then he went fucking, yeah, now our family car is like kitted like, out and like had a fucking yeah. spoiler
it's like
on it.
Four chambers.
Yeah.
He
wrecked the minivan
on
and came back with like a stretch hummer.
That bong has mini bosses in it. That thing's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
It's got like grips on it. That's how thick it is.
You've just entered the 36 chambers of death, kid.
If you ever,
you ain't got my shit. What I let you hold it, man?
I don't know what happened.
Is he dead? Fuck you mean? Is he fucking dead?
Oh Jesus,
man! Laying there with all types of fucking blood coming out.
Is he dead? That's a God. And you know it word for word, Sean. You've
that
lived
guy
the life
in the
man.
Background. There's the best part. Was like,
is he dead?
Fuck you mean? Is he fucking dead?
Yeah.
David, as the winner, what will the order be?
I have to go first.
Okay, right.
Sure.
I'm going to go David.
Shout out to David.
Shout out. Jamel Shawnee.
Hot corner.
All right. So I'm third. Okay. All right.
With a third pick. I'm cramping up, but I'm going to soldier through. I'm cramping up.
We can take a break.
I'm cramping up. We're not taking a break. It's a stitch in the side. So it's
you need a manageable to stand up?
Cramp. I don't need to stand up.
Okay.
Play hurt. It's gone. David Bourne.
Think about all the wings after this.
That's going to make it worse. David.
The doctor's not thrilled about my cholesterol, I've been informed, and I don't think wings help, do they?
Wait, the fact that you don't know.
Oh, well, bone-in don't help.
Can we get those wings?
You're getting boneless.
Can we get those wings that like clean out your arteries? Can we get those? Is that possible?
They don't make kombucha wings yet.
That'll be the day.
But I got some feelers out to a couple of guys.
Yeah.
we're doing the DNR.
Your kombucha department?
Yeah, a couple of guys living off the grid outside of Eugene, Oregon.
Okay. Yeah. I got my mad scientist in there.
David, you have the first pick in the commercial jingle AFE draft. But before you do that, we're going to take a short break.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Yeah, we're back. Welcome back to All Fantasy. to see everything. The only podcast that isn't huddled around a burning barrel for warmth right now. David Bory, you have the first pick in the commercial jingle draft. What will that first pick be?
I think it was the first one that came to all our minds.
Yes.
Written by our hero, Pusha T. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm loving it. McDonald's.
Yeah. Justin Timberlake singing that.
Yeah.
That?
I don't give a fuck.
Whoa. I'm just trying to throw some casual knowledge
at you,
bud.
Little JT contempt.
Is Timberlake, are his comeuppance here?
I mean,
it feels like his comeuppance might be here.
Why, what did he do? Why does he deserve comeuppance?
He's had a couple up and down
years. He really threw Janet Jackson under the bus. Like a coward.
Some of that Britney stuff was questionable.
Yeah. That album about being outside. Was it in the trees?
Yeah. Man of the Woods.
Man of the Woods.
Didn't really... That Filthy song had a good beat, but like...
He had a song about flannel shirts.
I mean, come on. Come on. That guy was in Orlando. I mean, he might be from Tennessee, but he was in Orlando heavy as a year.
Yeah.
I mean that's
Mickey
where they
Mouse
started
Club
those boy bands, right?
Yeah, Orlando, yeah.
Yeah.
Not a lot of flannel in
that
Orlando.
That Lou guy was the name? Lou Pearlman?
Yeah.
I remember when I found out Pusha T had anything to do with that, I was just floored. Like, what, dude?
Was that a Steve Stout or no?
No, it was him and it was on that Justin Timberlake song. Wasn't it a song that they were doing?
Yeah, something
when
like that.
When JT was working with Pharrell. So they're just in the studio.
Anyways.
And, you know, Pusha just gave him that. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
So crazy.
How many whips did that buy?
A few. Man.
Mildred's in the Bahamas for the month.
You say he's got a lot of whips. Know, well, I got a lot.
I think he didn't get a lifetime deal off that one, you know? But he also did Arby's.
No, he didn't.
That
we
song.
Have the meat?
Yeah, that's him.
I believe.
There's a song.
Yeah, what are we doing?
That bump, 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 bump. There's a Pusha T song that's from.
There sure is.
You mean Killer Mike Action?
Bump. No, I don't
bump,
know.
Bump, bump, bump.
No.
Yeah.
No.
No, not that song. Oh. Different song.
Oh, then you're Trump.
It's called Burial,
yeah.
I think.
You'd With know
Pusha
it.
T. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right, well, either way, I'm loving it. McDonald's. My
that's
first
fantastic.
Pick.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Claimed that he had created the I'm Loving It jingle. However, two of the co-writers have disputed Pusha T's claim.
Oh.
Why would Pusha T lie about that?
Yeah,
it doesn't make him look cool.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
Makes you look weird.
Yeah. It's a weird move. It's the weirdest thing he's been involved in for sure. Oh, and by the way, sometimes I help with massive commercial jingles.
Yeah. You wrote Grinding.
Yeah. I still sell coke. I want you guys to think that, but then also
ain't shit to do
every now and then.
Ain't shit.
Every now and then.
What do you do every now and then?
If there's nothing but sweat inside my hand, I take my fancy ass over to Madison Avenue.
And what do you do there?
I crank out a commercial jingle.
Nice, Pusha. Nice.
For a Fortune 500 company exclusively.
You do still sell drugs.
I sell cocaine still.
Well, there ain't shit to do but cook.
Yeah.
Jamel, you're from Virginia.
It's true. That is true.
That's the harder Woodbridge right there.
That's the fact.
That's gotta be it. There's no like amusement park.
Do you cook?
No.
Saying you're the heart of Woodbridge, Virginia?
I'm gonna go ahead and say yeah.
I think as far as
Los Angeles is concerned, yes.
Yeah.
As far as LA goes, yeah.
I think there's some guys hanging out at Cloverdale Park right now who would dispute my claim.
Like if he just walked up on him and been like, hey.
I don't want no steam with them. But here in Glendale right now.
We're talking comedy.
Right here.
I am the pulse.
The sort of East LA comedy scene. Yeah.
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 Los Angeles alternative comedy scene.
Yeah. In Woodbridge.
Like that general Venn diagram.
Yeah, I have that.
That's you.
That's me.
That's what I'm talking.
Easily.
So that's true. And what else is true is that it's time for your first pick.
Ooh, speaking of Woodbridge, this is a big shout out to Rip On Middle School. Big ups to y'all. The Goldfish. Remember Goldfish?
Give
crackers?
It to me. Yeah, I remember Goldfish. Give me the jingle.
It was like, I could eat them every day. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That was a great
jingle.
Shit, that was a good
I had to pick it first because it was the most fun to change the words of that. You can just make it about sex stuff.
Yeah.
So easy.
Yeah.
When you're like 12.
I could eat pussy every day because my girl says that's okay.
Man, I love bitches. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
We used to do God, I Love Bitches.
God.
That's the back of the bus.
Yeah.
God, I fuck tight. Bitches every day.
And come still on. Keep the mom part though. And my mom says that's okay. Yeah.
Yeah, man. We gotta get.
It was too much fun.
Who writes that song? Is that a Tyga type of thing.
Tyga Malice.
I feel like Tyga would make. He's always
the rappers wrote every pick on this draft.
Yeah.
That might have been Mano.
Oh man, that's Mano's comeback.
Yeah,
the goldfish.
Mano got the goldfish.
High
money.
Haters and then goldfish.
Yeah,
my first pick is know. By Cassidy. well, he took a part of the Jay-Z jingle and then anyway.
Man, that was a good. That's a good one. I forgot.
Yeah.
About that.
I completely forgot about that.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
God, so I used to love those with tomato soup. You just pour them in the tomato soup.
Man, I was just eating them joints straight out the...
Too dry. It's too dry.
I was drinking them. Remember when they started putting them in cartons?
They put them in a fucking milk carton, basically.
Yeah,
and you're
I got to drink these now.
I got to drink these.
For real... real had to crack it open like a milk carton.
Yeah, let's go to work, dog. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to look like that.
It's
kid.
Better than those avalanche. Old bags that they had, though. Remember the like weird roll top bags?
Yes. Pepperidge Farm material.
Those were terrible. Yeah.
Pepperidge Farm, whoever sold them their bags back in the day really got over on them.
But here's what it did work on me is I always thought that shit was so fancy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You have to roll it up. Like, I'll roll up my candy.
Hold on. Let me go to France here for a second.
I got a cookie called the Sausalito.
Yeah.
An expensive bedroom neighborhood across the bay from San Francisco. Come on.
Fact, I thought they were called mulatto cookies for years.
Oh, yeah. So Yeah.
That led to me. I'm seeing my boy. He lives over by the airport now. My boy Pepperidge. Used to call him Pepperidge because of that.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
God, that's tight.
He was in like social studies and they were like mulattoes. I'm like, the cookies? It's like, ain't that you?
And then, eventually it becomes Pepperidge.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, that makes
the
sense.
The way nicknames work? Yeah, the archipelago of nicknames.
Yeah, that's fucking rad.
Shout out to my man Pepperidge. He really did it. He got me out of a nice jam. Over the holiday break.
You say so much shit that could be anything.
Yeah, I had to be vague with that
like
one.
That, like, I'm trying to imagine like what jam you could get into. Oh, and I'm like, it could be any.
It was Bone Mom Vivant Preserves jam. Yeah, it was a high level jam.
Again, I don't know. Like,
it's coming at
a high level jam.
Like, I feel like.
This is my biggest jam in a while. This is like a Teddy Riley. Yeah, this is like a big time jam.
Like a summertime jam.
Yeah.
Like a summer jam, screen jam.
Yeah.
Because I always imagine you could be like, if I saw a news report flash on my phone that was like, Jamel Johnson was caught buying illegal computer chips from North Korea, I'd be like, yeah, could be, that checks out.
Yeah.
Like, you just could do anything.
Trying to get ahead of the server game. Everybody wants to be fucking coders. You got to put them codes somewhere.
Once again, I don't know what that means.
On the chips.
You don't have to know how to...
God,
I don't know
tight.
If this is a salsa commercial.
Cool. I think it's good. Just gonna sprinkle that in.
Yeah, you guys gotta check it out.
On the chips.
On the chips.
Man. Chicago on the chips. Sean.
Time for my pick?
Yeah, baby.
I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. There's a million toys at Toys R Us that I can play with.
I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. I got the best for so much less. You really flip your lid.
From bikes to trains to video games. It's the greatest toy store there is. Gee whiz!
We didn't have a Toys R Us when I was a fucking kid. And
yeah, they don't put them in the ghetto.
They still...
Yeah, that's true.
That's not true.
They put them on the edge of the ghetto.
Yeah.
I had to buy my toys.
Would you have a KB Toys?
I sure did.
Yeah. Yeah. So did I. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I had to buy my toys at the gun store and the liquor store when I was a kid.
Wow.
No, so I remember seeing... Because we certainly had a KB Toys. I thought that was Just Sioux Falls.
Yeah, no.
We had the toys too.
Really? Fuck. I remember seeing Toys R Us commercials and I was just like, dog, I want one of those. And then we got one right when I was getting out of the toy game.
KB Toy Stores, the canary in the coal mine of the brick and mortar business.
I've said that.
Once they went out of business, I was like, now wait a minute. If KB Toys can't stay open. with that low overhead that they have, because the toys are just kind of spread out.
They sure were. You could go in and full on openly play with toys that were like in boxes.
And they can't stay open?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what it is. It's this Amazon.com.
You know, I don't know something crazy. I specifically remember going to KB Toys. This has got to be 92, maybe 91.
Yeah.
Okay.
With my mom begging her for a Super Soaker 50.
Uh-huh, the green one?
The green one.
Why don't we have dope Super Soakers now that we're adults?
She pulled the trigger and we had to take the bus.
She got it for you?
She got it for me, but we took the bus to the mall. So I was on the bus just losing it. Like, I need to open this now. And I remember I kept looking in the bag and my mom would be like, shut the fucking bag. And then we, because it was like a long ass bus ride from the Tacoma Mall to, then we got to our apartment that we shared a bedroom and like she filled it up for me and I was standing on the balcony of our apartment.
Just let people have it.
Yeah,
seagulls.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Man.
That shit, it's so funny when a kid gets a new toy and that just needs to be open.
I remember just being on the bus like, oh my God.
Laura's, oh, it's amazing. But like a kid will hold up a remote control car like they just won the heavyweight belt. Yeah. Like, yeah. Open it! Yeah.
Laura's nephew got a bunch of Legos for Christmas.
Yeah.
And he just like wanted to crack it. And I'm like, this is an organized toy. Yeah. Because I'm over here like, I want to build this.
Oh my God. Well, like,
your aunt has to open the new knives we got her.
You were a killjoy?
No, I just didn't want to lose pieces.
Now this is an educational toy.
No, stop it.
Grip it and rip it.
I wanted to. I didn't want to lose pieces because I wanted to build the whole thing.
I didn't want to lose pieces. I didn't want to lose
Don't encourage him. He's being a fucking dickhead.
You're
Don't
being
let...
a point, Dexter. So fucking...
you're being a fucking point. Fine, I'll tell some more gun stories.
Yeah, you got to be you. You were raised in a particular manner.
Gosh, let me think.
Gosh,
this is the life we chose.
Yeah, dude, Toys R Us. I always wanted one because it was like KB, you know, I didn't know everybody had them.
Yeah, so KB, yeah, KB Toys. KB didn't quite have the same effect of walking into a Toys R Us because they were so big.
Toys R Us was huge. And aisles.
The smell of a Toys R Us.
Yeah.
This like plastic fucking euphoria that would fill your nostrils.
Yeah. Did you have a Toys R Us when you were a kid?
Oh,
too?
Yeah, baby. Come
did
on.
You guys?
Yeah.
We had one around.
There was one by Washington Square.
Really?
Wasqua, yeah.
Wasqua.
And there's another one on Jansen Beach.
No, we never had one. Well, we had one, but way later.
Man.
But they were
just going there.
I rarely went to one because it was like the toy store at the mall was on some like, can I go to the toy store? Can I go to the toy store? And then she's doing shit. But if you're going to Toys R Us, it's only getting toys.
Yeah. They weren't in the mall.
That
they
was
were like,
never
they
were the near mission.
The mall. They were near
you
the mall.
You were never like out just getting toys.
Like, it was like a Toys R Us and then like next to it was a place that sold like personal watercraft.
Yeah, or some shit. Yeah.
Expensive
like a,
speakers.
Like a, yeah. like a just for feet. Do you guys
yeah,
that?
Well, yeah, yeah, stuff like that. Yeah. All right, time for my first pick. Man, I'm my first and second pick. So with my first one, I got to go with an all-time classic. It's not even just a good jingle. It's a good song. I want my baby back.
Oh,
baby,
yeah.
Baby,
yeah,
baby,
yeah.
Baby, I want my baby back. I want my baby back.
Chili's baby back ribs.
Barbecue sauce.
Remember Fat Bastard doing it in Goldmember?
Chili's baby back ribs.
Baby back ribs.
He butchered it. First
Do
of
I
all.
Remember one of the great traumas of my childhood? Yeah, I remember. When they fucking whipped out a character named Fat Bastard with a Scottish accent.
Tough
the
time.
The second I saw that, I was like, and he said the next 3 years of my life. Thanks a lot, Mike Myers, you prick.
He said shit like, get in my belly.
Oh, yeah. Kids weren't going to yell that? Yeah. Kids weren't going to yell that? Kids couldn't wait to yell that.
When they whipped out a character called Fat Bastard.
I had to put a couple to the ground because of that movie.
Did you really? Sure.
Yeah.
Oh. They thought they were so fucking funny.
You think it's sweet. You can't just
It's not
like,
sweet.
Like, it's like, I had to put a couple kids down when I was a kid. Remember kids would be like, what are you going to do, sit on me?
Yes.
No, I'm going to Harambe you.
Yeah.
I'm going to drag you through the water.
Yeah, that was always the thing.
I'm going to pick you up and break you. I'm going to hit you with the jacks like I got metal arms.
Can you grab me a LaCroix, Shawnee?
Yeah, me too, please.
When they were like, what are you going to do, sit on me? And I was like, I will pound you with my fucking hands.
Yeah, I
never did. I'm not a violent person, but I was always like.
I did a few times. Because you got to let them know they think that fat boy shit is sweet. Like, you're not just going to talk to me any kind of way.
There was some
Especially if I'm bigger than you.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Classroom is a problem. And when Ruben Studdard came out.
Stoddard was a...
Yo, Studdard used to piss
Ruben
me off.
Stoddard was a problem
was
in my home.
His ass. Yeah.
In my home,
yeah,
it was
nah,
a problem.
No way. I wasn't
my
going for that Ruben.
My mom and dad were like, Ruben's going to win because all the fat people are going to vote for him. I'm like, how many fat people do you think that... You think there's fat
I
unity
I can't vote for him.
Here?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, you think there's fat unity
yeah,
out
there's
here?
No fat unity. That's the last unity that will ever happen.
There's no love in the wild,
we're trying.
Bro.
Yeah, Chili's Baby Back Rib song.
The video, Chili? Y'all. I know y'all seen the video of the original recording.
Man.
Iconic.
It's
magical.
There. When you see him laying that track down,
crushing.
Yeah, that shit. We have to add that. We have to retweet that when this
we should
comes
for
out.
Sure retweet. Yeah. We'll absolutely.
Because that shit was like,
it was fire. And then when the sound guy is on the other side of the booth, he's like, "We got it, guys.
Yeah,
we nailed it.
I want my baby back, 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 baby back." If that would have been like, if they would have been talking about something other than ribs, that could have been like a hit song.
That
no way.
I guess it was a hit
that
song.
That could have won a presidential campaign. That yeah. jingle.
I want my country back, country back, country yeah. back, country back. Oh,
Bloomberg.
No,
I'm Mike Bloomberg. My name is Mike Bloomberg.
Marissa, put air horns over all that because we could sell that to the Bloomberg campaign. They would drop $1 million on our front porch for that.
100%.
Well, thank you very much. This is very helpful for my campaign.
Oh, man.
Okay. Time for my second pick. And with my second pick, I'm going to take... Ooh. There's some good ones in here.
It's a tough draft.
It is a tough draft.
It's
tough to know.
Because there's like
even
five that are like, you want...
Yeah, I had to make go. I did. It's.
I gotta take.
I gotta sleep at night.
I gotta take a personal one, even though I know this is like a smaller pool of picks. But this was one that just like fucking dominated my childhood.
You gotta get it.
You get caught up in the
crossfire.
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 Man.
Crossfire. You get caught up in the crossfire.
Fucking like hair metal ass.
It was like that. It was like that gang of like. Orphan bikers?
Yeah.
Or that's how they were dressed?
That's what they were presenting as.
Absolutely.
That crossfire part.
Somewhere.
Yeah, it was for the bad kids.
When that dude says
crossfire was for the bad kids.
Yeah. When he says it, just like, crossfire! And you're just like,
but like bad and rich.
Yeah.
Like the serial killer.
Did you guys ever know anybody who had crossfire?
I think they had one at my daycare, but all the ball bearings were.
You get caught up.
My buddy Brad had crossfire.
That's
nuts. It was sick, dude. And you felt like you were in the commercial because you're just sitting there like shooting a gun at somebody else. I mean, that was the, you're both shooting each other and you're just like, fuck you, like before you know it, you're saying like real bad shit to the other person.
Fuck you. Take that. Start talking like P. Diddy.
I mean, that's all it was is you just shot BBs into the other person's goal, right?
Yeah, it was a violent game that was designed to blast the skin off your knuckles.
I mean,
it was like launching. Do you ever play quarters?
Oh,
school?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You mean, did I go to lunch?
Yeah.
I went to lunch.
My bad.
Did I play quarters?
You'll get caught up in the crossfire.
Yeah, dude, that commercial was so, like trying to make like 7-year-old kids look like they're felons.
Well, it looked
or something.
Like you were playing a game in front of an active volcano. Like that's like what the commercial's vibe was.
I'm sure parents looked at that like, God damn it, crossfire.
Yeah, like what?
I'm gonna.
I
can't afford it.
He said he wanted to watch a cartoon about dinosaurs, and they're fucking brainboxing these dinosaurs. They're covered in weapons. I mean, that's not what I thought of when I thought of dinosaurs. And now I gotta fucking buy them a crossfire.
I thought this was an educational toy.
I mean, God. Sean, time for your second pick.
Meow 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 meow.
Do you know the lyrics?
No.
I want chicken. I want liver. Meow mix. Meow mix. Please deliver.
It was the meow mix.
Yeah, he nailed it.
Don't you remember that? It was just the cat just going like.
I didn't understand your drunken babblings when Ian put the words into it.
Again with this. That's how the song went. It meow 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 meow. That's how it went. It's not a drunken babble. Meow 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 meow. That's how it went.
One more time.
No.
Meow 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 meow.
You said meow.
Hey, come on.
I can't do it again. Hey, why are you doing this to me?
Don't let him do that to you, Sean.
He didn't win. First of all, I am at work. I won. This is a job. It's a very easy job. If I have to tolerate a little bit of shit pockets, talking from David,
don't do that.
I'm absolutely fine. Wow. Also, hey, Twitter, come at David. Tell him to be nicer to me because he's a bully.
Damn. He's putting the Sean Sain clown posse on you. He does have a, like, I mean, we have the, most people are fans of all three of us, but he does have a special, like,
yeah.
You know how, like, Saddam had his, like, Republican guard? Who were all just, like, hanging close and, like, Sean's got that group.
That's true.
I found the lyrics from the original 1970s one. You want me to Frank Sinatra?
They've been making cat food for that long?
I like crunchy. I like meaty. 10 to 7 satisfies completely.
Cats didn't eat before the 70s?
I like chicken. I like just salmon. Fish. Oh, wait. I like salmon. I like chicken. 10 to Sanders means twice the licking. Now you know, twice the meow means meow mix 10 to Sanders.
They had tender center meow mix in the 70s?
Yeah, dude.
Whoa.
That seems like they put a little milk pieces. Out here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that's like early in the pet food game. I really think people were just giving to animals like scraps before.
Once upon a time in Hollywood shows us there was a thriving dog food.
Certainly that's dog true. Food. Yeah. That's a gross sounding thriving dog food.
Rat flavored. Squirrel flavored.
Yeah, the meow mix song. It always stuck out. And I like the video of the cat just like, it was just the cat's like mouth not doing anything.
Yeah.
It was a cute little kitty.
Somewhere under there was somebody with a knife just poking the cat over and over again so its mouth would move. Because it was that's before like PETA.
That's what
commercial.
I thought.
Yeah.
Fuck you, cat. I killed it. Bring in another one.
It's dead. It died by the knife like the other ones.
I'll tell you, you want to ruin your childhood, like look up Milo and Otis and the animals they went through. Oh my God. I'm sorry I'm laughing. They'd be dead by now anyway. Jamal, time for your second pick.
Ooh. All right. Yeah. I got one for you guys.
I'm ready.
I got one. Don't worry. I got one.
Nothing gets to you.
Staying fresh and cool.
With Metro's fresh and
full of life. Fresh goes better.
The fresh maker, bitch.
Yeah. The fresh maker, dude.
My favorite one was when the man made himself fresh by laying on that thing and giving him a pinstripe.
These are clean pinstripes now.
Yeah, now it's a pinstripe.
Yeah. You know, that's where Ari Gold found Vincent Chase for the first time was in a Mentos commercial.
Oh, yeah. The fresh maker.
The fresh maker.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah. That was original game.
Those commercials all had a big, like, these were filmed in and for Denmark. And then we're just playing an American music cartoon over them.
They did all seem weirdly foreign.
Right?
Because they were.
Even the guy who said it sounded like he was reading, but he didn't know English.
Those are clips from
Mentos, the Freshmaker.
It was European pornography.
It was.
That's what it was.
It was the opening scene of European pornos. And then they just added Mentos, the fresh maker.
People and then are that dude gets this fucked.
Yeah.
2 seconds after.
Pinstripe? Pinstripe's getting fucked. And he's getting the job.
Wasn't there like going through the backseat of a cab was one of the commercials? Like you couldn't get the traffic. Yeah. So yeah.
There's one that where they picked that car up and moved it.
Oh yeah.
Because that person couldn't get out. So like a bunch of big dudes in overalls came and moved the car. Remember that one?
Yeah, that's
how boys. What do you say we treat ourselves to a round of mints?
That's how a lot of German porn start. Just six beefy dudes picking up a car.
Really inconvenient mints at that.
Yeah.
That roll of mints. And they're not flat. Really,
you know what I like about Mentos?
They're kind of chewy, but they're kind of hard. Like, they don't, they're not.
Yeah, put them in your,
I like that texture.
Put them in your back pocket. Here's what I like about Mentos. Always on sale. At Plaid Pantry, you can still get Mentos for like 29 cents.
Oh, sure.
Like, for real.
The fruit flavor, the fruit medley.
The fruit ones. Yeah. Those are the only ones I fuck with. I don't think I've ever had the white ones.
It tastes like the flavors of Easter.
Yeah.
Couture level.
I love it, man. I like them still.
On sale.
If they weren't like super ghetto, I'd get them. Well, I'd get them when they're on sale all the time. You know what I mean? At Plaid, they always have them on sale.
Ja Fuel.
Ja rules. Ja provides. Wait, Ja provides, Ja rules.
Anyway. Fresh goes better. Mentos. Freshest.
Frank Sinatra redoes all your favorite jingles.
There is a guy who has DM'd me. I wore this hat. So this way, like, so he's DM'd me on Twitter. I opened my DMs at some point this year and he's DM'd me six different times. Where did you get that hat that says Nobody's with the Blazer logo? It says Nobody's with a little Blazer logo on it. It's a company called Famous Nobody's. I think Carmelo Anthony is involved. That's where I got it. I'm not going to answer his DMs because Should you always reveal your sources when you where you get cool stuff?
Listen to the show.
No, man,
listen
it's my trip.
Listen to the show.
Also, all you got to do is just Google. I could probably find out where you got that hat if I just dug a little.
Anyway, at Drexler's dad, and nobody tell him. If you're listening to this podcast, A, thank you for listening. B, it's a famous nobody's hat. C, if you're not listening, D, your way out of it.
Uh-huh. ABC, D's nuts.
Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you. The royal penis is clean, Your Highness. Thank you.
Did what's his name done get at you yesterday? D's nuts. It's on the Chronic. You remember that?
So my second pick?
Yes, your second pick. And third.
I wish you weren't so mad at me today.
No, I'm not mad at you. Second pick is a real song.
Yeah.
But they were put in the guise of a Chevy commercial.
Oh.
I'm talking about Like a Rock.
Damn.
Oh, man.
Like a rock. I was strong as I could be. Like a rock. Nothing ever got to me. Like a rock.
Do you know who the song originally is by?
Bob Seger. I thought it was a Seger song, too.
Yeah. Bob Seger.
I was strong and I was lean.
Like a rock.
What do you say? I was 18. Solid everywhere.
Solid everywhere.
That's what he said.
Now I'm old and soft. Losing all my hair. Like a rock.
Not so much like a rock, that second.
Like the rock.
Yeah, that shit. Yeah, that shit goes hard. It was a great way to sell trucks.
Yeah.
Remember those commercials? It would always be like sundown, and they were about to like get off their job. And they were doing some shit where sparks was flying.
Yeah, something like welding near their truck.
Yeah, hella sparks. And he would just take off his fucking welder's mask and like a rock. Yeah.
So much better than this fucking Dennis Leary ass, like, way they sell trucks now. I hate that so much.
Now it sounds like, now the way they sell trucks is like, before they were like, oh, you're a dude and you would like this. Now they're just like, are you a bitch?
Yeah. I hate that shit.
Yeah. Don't do that to me. Hey, pussy.
That's what their dentist is.
Why do you drive a fucking Ford Focus?
You have a vagina or a truck? Sorry, pussies. Yeah.
It's like girls like trucks, first of all.
Yeah, man, Some guys like a Prius. Some guys want to drive a fucking Fiat. Who cares?
There's not anything I hate worse than that shit where they try to market to you where it's just like, hey, if you don't use fucking Milwaukee tools, you're a bitch.
Yeah.
And you're like,
fuck
dude,
off.
What?
Yeah.
Chill out. Like, I don't always want to eat the son of the Baconator.
Or there's like the real men love Christ. I'm like, is that what you got out of Christ? The whole real men? Like, that's what you took away from that?
Jesus was a dude.
Yeah.
All right, bro. You chill out.
Real men.
Real men.
Real men. Not
all
whatever
day.
You are.
Except for those Real Men of Genius commercials that Budweiser used
to those were
do.
Good, dude.
Here's to you, Mr. Yeah. Way Too Much Cologne Wearer.
Those were fucking funny.
Mr. Way Too Much Cologne Wearer.
I downloaded a bunch of those on Napster.
Me too.
I had like 20 of them. Yeah.
What was the...
Real Men of Genius.
I'm trying to think of the postal.
Literally, it could be a pick.
Yeah.
Sure could.
It's too late now.
No, it isn't.
Who isn't on anybody's list? Dave, time for your third pick.
Oh, I'm picking, and I don't know when I picked up this song and knew all the words. I'm picking the Tootsie Roll jingle.
How's that go?
Tootsie Roll, how I want your chocolatey chew. Tootsie Roll, I think I'm in love with you. Whatever it is, I think I see, becomes a Tootsie Roll to me.
Oh, I remember
Hell
that
yeah.
part.
Yeah. That's good.
That's just a classic. That's just a good song.
I only know the end of it. I didn't know the whole,
It was just a good-ass song.
Whatever it
that
is.
That feels like they needed like something good during World War II, and they were like, let's write this Tootsie Roll song.
Yeah, like, we're losing this war.
Fellas, morale is low.
We got to get the kids back in the war effort.
We have to use all the real chocolate to build napalm. All we got is this Tootsie Roll dreck. What do we do?
Rogers Hammerstein, crank us something out.
What is it? Well, it's a byproduct from the glue we use to make ships.
If you eat too much of it, you get asbestos.
It's a byproduct from a nautical sealant that we make in Venezuela because, you know, if the kids down there get sick, who cares? Nobody finds out. Anyway, it's
delicious.
It'll give you a mesothelioma, I'll tell you. And also put hair on your chest.
Which is one of the side effects, actually. Several of the children.
Wartimey Tootsie Rolls.
The hair grows into their lungs and they die. Well, let's not get into it. Jamel, time for your third pick.
All right, I'm going to go with a little more recent one. Always stuck with me. Empire. The Rug Guys.
Oh, yeah.
800-588-2300
Empire.
Today.
Boom. Yeah, damn, that is
bass,
good.
That note at the end.
Yeah.
They let crushed the that note drop. At the end. Yeah, wait for that drop. Oh, yeah. Jesus.
Empire, and I never would get steamed carpets, but if I did.
And that commercial's trippy as fuck.
Yeah.
If you're on like acid or something.
Oh, yeah. Because
it's like a CGI old man, and he's like, they just like roll a whole carpet out and then the room like waves
yeah.
and then the shit is like set up perfect.
But yeah. then he's got like a big head.
Yeah, he's got a big ass head. It's like yeah, a fucking, it's like some fucking up shit.
Yeah, that is wild looking.
It's great.
That's a wild ass.
Yeah, some up shit. What a yeah, sad.
Empire is good.
God, up was sad.
Today.
Empire for less. Is that part of it sometimes?
No, no. Just today.
No.
Just today.
Never?
Is that, no, no. That's Terrence that, Empire.
Is that cool? High on acid? Is that not cool? I'll take off. That's cool. That's fine.
That's cool. I was going to leave anyways.
Actually, the post office closed pretty soon.
I'm so not leaving because of that. That happened and I happen to be leaving, but it's not because of that. I got some
packages that have been burning a hole in the backseat of my... what?
You know, LSU.
For less. Big time program. Big time program. Sean, time for your third pick. Dave, would you hand me that blue and white bag that is to your immediate right?
Oh, get
this bag full of drugs.
Bagiola.
I don't know what's in this bag. I work for CBS.
Can you not do so drugs at CBS?
I work for Viacom and they are pro drugs.
Viacom.
We both work for Viacom now. Oh, yeah. Have you had to do a drop for our show yet? No, I haven't yet. Oh, they bought they show late show in the mornings. Oh, dude, I'm gonna hit it hard.
Yeah, yeah,
I got
yeah.
you. I got late you. Late show with Ian Carmel. Yeah, I'll just do so many takes until, so they have to do it. Yeah, he the kid never said Corden.
David, it's James Corden.
Yeah, okay.
I know.
11:10 a.m. Central. The Late Late Show with Ian Carmel. Fuck, I'm sorry. The Late Late Show with Ian Carmel. Fuck. All right, we'll have to use that one.
Ian Carmel. Fuck.
Sean, your third pick?
Give me a break. Give me a break.
Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
Give me a break.
Give me a break. Break me off a piece of that
Kit Kat bar.
Give me a break. Hey, give me a break.
Oh, he's swinging.
Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
Yeah.
That was part of it.
Did Brian Setzer just walk in?
Yeah.
That was
that was like the difference between the regular Happy Birthday and the black Happy Birthday.
You know, I didn't know there was
that second
little
one.
Extra touch.
Happy birthday. That's what you did.
Happy birthday.
Between that and Rest in Power instead of Rest in Peace. Whew.
Yeah.
Really kind of fucking dunked on us.
Yeah.
Rest in power. Rest in who knows power. Who wrote the white Happy Birthday? Stevie Wonder wrote the black one.
It is
for
really
sake.
Good. I thought Sheik like- Luch wrote white Happy Birthday. That wasn't Sheik. White Happy Birthday. You guys sure that wasn't Sheik?
When you see me, don't think of me as Sheik from the Lots. Think of me as that dude who wrote white Happy Birthday. It was Sheik Luch and Brian Adams.
Also, that young kid who knows how to box knows about rocks.
This next one,
yes,
it no longer exists. The phone number had to get changed due to legal reasons, due to a parting of ways.
Is it one that I was gonna pick
between a counsel that I keep, two people I keep on retainer?
Sure,
both Celino.
God damn it,
and Barnes.
Injury attorneys 800-888-8888.
Don't wait, call 8. Celino and Carms. I sometimes when I see you on Twitter, I sing Celino and Carms.
Yeah, Celino and Carms
in my head. Yeah, that was the good days. That was good. I remember when you were Celino and Carms.
Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
1-800-888-8888. Was there too many eights? There was in that? You tell me.
There was an extra 8.
No, there wasn't. Or was there? I don't know. There's
it doesn't matter.
Know.
You ever see those phone numbers that'll be like, 1-800, get the video game right now? And you're like, there's way too many numbers.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter if you dial extra numbers. You still, like, it stops at the number that they need.
It you know? Cuts you off.
The new Celino and Barnes, what did they change it to?
1-800-8 And it's like just
million.
For Barnes. Or just for Celino?
Oh, the Barnes firm. That's right. 1-800-8
million.
You just want to listen to this Magoo song? No, I want Timbaland and Magoo.
Yeah, solid. Yeah,
Celino and Barnes? God forbid I get Celino, Barnes, and Orfalian involved in the case.
Power team.
You guys see these Orfalian and Orfalian commercials? They're local.
No. Yeah.
Orfalian and Orfalian.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I used to walk past.
It's the Armenian Celino and Barnes.
I used to walk past the Orfalian firm every day on my way to work.
You walk carefully past it.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Sometimes when I see ads like that, I just like, I want to be in an accident. You know, I want to.
Sometimes we're like, I don't want to call Orfalian and shoot the shit.
Have you seen this new guy in town, Sweet James?
Sweet James is running this.
Sweet James is running it.
He's the official sponsor of the Clippers.
It's crazy. How did he fucking.
He got his name on the stanchion.
My man blew into town.
I feel like I didn't have ever see Sweet James, and then all of a sudden Sweet James was.
So for everybody who doesn't live in LA.
He's shit on that billboard. He's hammered on that billboard.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's drunk.
Absolutely.
If you don't live in Los Angeles, can you dive into what Sweet James is? Because I don't even know.
Sweet James is a personal injury and accident attorney. Along the lines of a Celino and Barnes.
SweetJames.com.
SweetJames.com.
Which, how did he lock that? How was that not locked? Are you kidding me?
If your name is James and you know what a computer is, you should have that locked up.
The internet.
Sweet James.
I own SweetBoy.com and Biz.
It went like Porn.com, Pets.com, and then Sweet James. Those are the first three that got bought, I feel like.
Yeah. That shit's crazy.
Anyway, he like went from like never seeing his name anywhere to billboards all over the city.
King
and I'm right under the two, man. Over the two, the overpass.
Yeah. Big billboards. Yeah.
Sweet
Big
James.
Billboards. Sweet James.
What does Sweet James look like?
Yo.
He looks kind of stupid.
Simultaneously,
he looks dumb as shit.
If you haven't seen him before, it's not what you expected, but after you see him, you're like, of course.
Okay, all right.
You would expect him to not be able to read when you see Sweet James.
SweetJames.com, huh?
I'm Sweet James Jones when I come through, bitch. I treat you good because you know I'm rich.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet
Sorry,
James.
Just a little, there it is. Yeah, Pimp C, RIP.
Injured.
Oh, Sweet yeah, James, dude. That's back. Sweet James. Yeah,
Sweet James looks crazy. No jingle yet.
No jingle.
Sweet James hasn't dropped a jingle, and I'm waiting. He might get Blueface.
Dang.
I'm expecting Blueface.
He really might, though.
If this he would could be get Blueface.
This
Blueface
would be
and Lou Williams.
Sweet James,
on
Blueface,
the Sweet
and
James
Lou Williams
track. That's what we need.
What's
That's
fucking crazy is that feels within reach.
Yeah, make like it happen.
That, yeah.
He's an official partner with the Clippers.
Get him in there.
That's one dude locked in already. All we got to do is get Blueface to wake up.
Yeah.
At some point.
Somebody go wake up Blueface.
Because I'm hella selfish.
Somebody go wake up Blueface.
Where's the beef?
It's 3:00.
Where'd he go?
Somebody wake up Blueface.
Yeah.
He's out cripping.
Yeah, he's just
know, he just out cripping somewhere.
Kicking his mom out of his condo again.
Yeah. Re-kicking his mom out.
That shit was wild.
Yeah, it was nuts.
I'm not even on mic, dude.
Oh, yeah, because it's back to back.
Ian, it's time for your fourth pick.
We're going to make it off mic.
As it is, a serpentine draft.
Thank you. Shout out to St. Sue Carmel.
Well, you're not paying. Hold on.
I'm taking a... Oh, I wish I were an Oscar
God damn it.
Wiener. That is what I truly want to be. As if I were an Oscar Mayer wiener, everyone would be in love with me.
Hey.
Oh, everyone would be in love with me.
If I were a rich man.
No.
It felt like that went after
that. Yeah, no, for 100%.
I used to think there was only one Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. That it would, like, if you saw it, you
I'll
were like,
that.
Whoa, there's
that
the one.
That could have been two drafts ago, the things I thought as a kid. There's one Oscar Mayer. I thought that too, actually.
Yeah. I thought that till 2 seconds ago.
Well, what kind of economic sense does it make to have a fleet of Oscar Mayer?
That's like thinking there's,
but they do.
Of course there is. That's like, you know, when you're at the mall and you're like, there's the Santa Claus. Then you realize they're like, oh, they're everywhere.
I've only ever seen one Wienermobile in my whole life.
Well,
what if
but
you
do you know
Santa
that?
Driving the Wienermobile,
and when I saw it, I spazzed.
Yeah.
I was like, "Oh my god!"
I've seen him on freeways. Woo!
Yeah, it's fantastic. That's shout out to Saint Sue, huh?
I for some reason I remember her singing that song, but it might have been a different jingle. That if it's still around, I will take it with my fifth pick. But we're not there yet, Sean. Time for your fourth pick. I have two hard candies in my mouth.
My fourth pick, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm, boom, boom. Mm, boom, boom. Twix.
What? That's not a commercial jingle. Is it a commercial jingle?
Well,
that's
used
Twix. I mean, that's the Twix commercials. It was the Twix commercials.
Of course it was.
Because that's Ferris Bueller's.
I know that. It's a real song. It was the Twix commercials. You guys don't remember that?
You don't need to get so defensive. I believe
hand
you.
Hand to God. Yeah. I believe David's you. Got me on edge all fucking day. So yeah, now I'm getting defensive.
You guys shouldn't sit on the same couch together. That's
also true.
I like hanging out with my friends. David doesn't. I don't know why. I don't know what I did.
I am hanging out with my friends.
Oh, damn.
Oh, he pointed
so
around.
So cold blooded.
Oh. He pointed the. Oh, no.
All of you.
He's nagging you so you commit to LSU, dude.
Will you be nice to me if I sign?
Our tactics work. SEC champions. Yeah.
Letter of intent.
You want to be a Tiger or not?
Yeah, that was the Twix commercial.
Listen, we allow like a rock. I think we have to allow this. Are there words to it?
I don't think so.
Ah.
It's just someone eating candy.
Yeah. It's in a Twix commercial and it sticks out in my mind.
Because like a rock was a whole Chevy campaign, first of all.
Yeah, Float On by Modest Mouse is in like an Apple commercial. I'm not going to take Float On. I'm not saying you can't take it.
We'll watch the commercials after and you guys will see that it is, I dare I say, before Ferris Bueller's.
Really?
When did that come out?
Is that
the 80s, dude? The early 80s.
Was it?
Or the mid 80s. One of those two eras. Too hard candy.
I'm sticking. I mean, if you say I can't, then I won't, but I'm sticking with it.
No.
That is my pick.
One of life's great kicks. Twix.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't strike me as a jingle. Yeah. Here's my only. This is not
I thought it was a jingle.
You
way
can have
before.
The pick. You can have the pick. Would never try to dissuade you from that. It doesn't strike me as a jingle. There's nothing catchy about it. There's nothing to get stuck in your head, really, I guess.
Chica-chica. That gets stuck in your head.
Jamel, time for your fourth pick.
Chica-chica.
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 Since we're making bad picks, I'm going to go in.
Everyone's sick in here. Everyone got the fuck Sean disease.
I'm going to switch it up. This was kind of, I wasn't going to pick it, but now I'm going to pick it. Shouts out to Jennifer Lopez and Shakira at the Super Bowl. Fanta.
Oh, Fanta.
Don't you want to want to
want to don't you want to yeah, and they just had the different color dresses.
Yeah. Oh, those Fanta girls were bad.
Yeah,
the Fanta girls were bad.
Shout out to Banana.
Yeah.
Or was it Pineapple?
All that, whatever.
I just think it's yellow.
Pineapple.
I don't think there's many banana flavored
sodas. Yeah, banana
soda.
That would
be fucking disgusting.
Carbonated banana flavor? That's wild.
Banana soda.
It's like a little creamy.
That's some shit that Chris Tucker would drink in the Fifth Element. That's like weird, man.
This is Ruby Rich. Carbon, I need a banana soda. Hand me my banana soda. Yo, that's very good. That's actually a good pick, though.
Don't you want
to.
Is that Shakira and J-Lo?
No, just vibes.
It's just vibes. It is vibes. It is, though. That's what's in that true.
Yeah, it is vibes.
Man, that halftime show, this is not a flex because I was working very hard and it was not super fun. It was amazing to be there. It's a better memory than experience, if you will.
Sure.
I was on the field during the halftime show and I couldn't tell if it was good. I'm like, this seems rad. It seems really cool.
Dude, so
it
much was, going on. Yeah, how could you tell?
But I also thought the Maroon 5 one seemed rad from the field because I'm like, there's Big Boy. He's wearing a fur coat and a Cadillac on a football field. That's amazing.
Wow.
And then it turned out that one was kind of whack. And then I watched the Shakira and J-Lo one and I was like, oh, that's fucking amazing.
They murdered it.
It was nuts at the house because they had the way they hooked the fireworks up was also real nice.
Yeah.
It was so cool. When Shakira, they're doing that Waka Waka song from like the...
Oh, the World Cup anthem?
They did for the World Cup in Africa, but she's doing that crazy dance where she's just like super blasé about it, but her feet are going like fucking crazy.
Nah, she's a nuts, dude.
Oh my God.
She's crazy. She's like 42.
She's fucking 40, yeah. Banana. And she was 50.
No, they crushed hard.
Shakira's 43, I think, because Laura looked it up, and when she saw it, she's like, oh my God, Shakira's 43. She got so stoked. Nice. She was so thrilled.
She's like, I got 1 year to learn how to dance like that.
Yeah. Cool. I can be Shakira.
So during the press conference too. So like J-Lo was like, J-Lo always looks, I've seen her in person a few times on account of the industry I work in. Amazing, but like an alien look. Just like you're like.
She's like radiant.
She's literally radiant. Her and Beyonce are the only two people I've ever seen who I'm like, you're kind of glowing, like for real. Like, I don't know what's going on, but you glow. And she looked amazing then too. But Shakira was up there in like obviously a $2,000 Guns N' Roses t-shirt, but still like a Guns N' Roses t-shirt and like jeans, and her hair is like, looks so soft. You're just like,
it's nuts.
The queen of the girlfriends. You know what I mean?
Girlfriend.
Yeah.
My boy won like like $75 on a bet that she would show butt cleavage.
Yeah.
Like that was a bet. That was a prop bet. Is Shakira going to show butt cleavage?
Yo, my buddy lost because he had a prop bet that they were going to flash to Jay-Z during the halftime show.
Mm.
A lot of crazy prop bets.
Fanta, a Nazi soda, but a great jingle. David, time for your fourth and fifth picks.
Fourth pick, because you said Fanta, it reminded me, Fandango.
What's that?
Fandango.
Oh.
Oh, we've got your ticket. Yeah, your movie ticket, Fandango.
Right. Fandango. Yeah, we got your ticket. Oh, your movie ticket.
That's kind of a late jingle.
Yeah, that shit was great.
Completely forgot about that.
That shit was hard. You might wanted to hear that song.
Not a lot of websites had jingles.
No.
There's not a lot of crossover there. As websites came up, jingles kind of went away.
That's okay, though.
Google, 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 Google. Look up stuff.
1,000 chips.
They're going to have that for free. Just for the years of service.
Man. Fandango, excellent. And your final pick?
I want to go one, but I don't think anybody's going to get it.
It's your last pick.
Yeah.
Oh, like... Not like we won't even remember it.
I can't tell. Yeah. I think that I am going to go with Skip It.
Oh, how did Skip It go?
Famous thing of all, there's a counter on this ball.
Jesus.
So Skip It, Skip It, Skip It by Hasbro.
Yeah, dude.
And then there's an extra little verse in there like,
yeah, it's like, hey, all kids, just come on down. Look who just got into town.
So Skip It, Skip It, to run, to jump, to hop, hop. Skip It, Skip It, skipping and a screaming and a bop, to bop.
But the very best thing of all, there's a counter on this ball. Yeah, Skip It.
Excellent.
It was another fun commercial where a bunch of kids ran up.
Yeah.
Remember? Like the commercial, they just all like were in a schoolyard or something and they ran up and then they started skipping it.
Skip It.
Skip It.
Beautiful pick.
I mean, the 90s is a great time.
For running up.
For running up, man.
You could really run up in the 90s in a way that you can't anymore. I miss run up culture. You know what I mean? Just run up.
Run up culture.
Just run up. Music video, everything, everybody was running up.
A lot of running up in music videos.
Yo, everybody was running up. Nobody ever runs up anymore.
Kyle, you know why it's fun to run up on a fisheye lens?
Yo, my God, it's the best.
That's the best.
It's real fun Busta to run up on a career out of it. Busta made $1 million walking up on a fisheye. Walking funny on a fisheye.
He sure did. He sure did.
Hype Williams had the keys to the kingdom. Man, he only gave them to a few people, but he did it. Jamel, time for your final pick.
Wow. What a draft it's been.
It's been a journey.
We are farmers.
Oh, yeah.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
I think that song saved farming.
Yeah.
I think it's just a whole different meaning to you.
Because they heard.
You've only heard the audio. Bum,
bum, bum, bum. Yeah.
Some guy was like, Dad, I'm leaving the farm. I'm going to the big city to become an advertising exec. And they heard that song. Maybe I am a farmer.
Oh, man.
Bum, 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 bum.
It hits. It's quick.
Who's in the J.K. Simmons in the ads now?
Yeah.
That's real
goddamn,
fun.
Goddamn. What's the drumming movie? What's
that Whiplash.
One? Yeah, Mr. Whiplash.
Mr.
Himself.
Whiplash. Mr. Oscar winner from Whiplash.
Being nice.
Yeah.
It's always weird to see him be nice.
Playing against type. I don't like it.
Yeah, I know.
But I kind of like it.
I mean, I like it.
Is this Wing? Is it
Wingate's going on over here. Play jazz, man.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to be here, but just get some lemon peppers in my honor.
Of course.
Yeah, good call.
You know what I'm saying?
Time for my final pick?
Nope. It's time for mine.
Oh, we have to do Sean.
Time for Sean's final pick. We can't actually skip one of my picks. Ace is the place with the help of hardware folk.
Store, right?
They changed it to folk now.
Oh.
Because it used to be, and I was wondering about, I was like, when are they going to change it from helpful hardware man to something that isn't just a man? So now it's
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
And you get a little gang undertone with that.
Yeah.
You know?
Rip love, GD. I got you. 6-pointed star. You think I still can't do it?
You threw up some sets at me. Don't do that. Come on. No.
Yeah.
No.
My sword's down, folk up, blood down, crip up.
Well,
and then every now and again, what you would do is you'd take the blood, you'd throw it up, and then you'd shoot it with a shotgun and float down to your shoe and you'd dust it off and spit on it.
Now, where would you think he was from?
Yeah.
Yeah.
First thought is not Sioux Falls.
Yeah. But it is some type of a...
I give him Kansas City off that.
Some type of a hood, maybe even some would say a ghetto situation.
Yeah, nah, that's hood as fuck.
Some
bro.
Would say. Yeah. Some would say.
I was this close to like branding a pitchfork on the webbing of my thumb when I was like a sixth grader.
Come on, man. That's crazy.
You were an at-risk teen.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah, you needed a big brother, man.
Yo.
Didn't have one. It was the streets. That was my big brother.
Oh. That's rough.
I grew up fine. I had an amazing
life.
You
seem all right. I don't know.
It was amazing. I did know some nefarious children. Did I use it right?
I think you used that fully correctly.
One of them did get a pitchfork burned into the webbing of his thumb, and then I bailed right after.
Did you guys all talk about it together?
We did it after banging in Little Rock. Oh. After we saw that, because they do it in there, and we're like, well, we got to do it.
People, he makes it seem like I have no grounds for these claims.
Yeah.
Like I'm just talking out of my ass.
I
remember that story he told about a child with a gun?
Yeah.
Don't forget.
I can't now. Boy, oh boy.
Now it's time for your final pick.
Now it's time for my final pick. It's my money and I want it now.
Ooh. It's my money and I want it now.
It's my money and I want it now. Call J.G. Wentworth.
877 cash now. It's my money and I want it now.
Do you have a structured settlement or annuity payment? Yeah.
Call J.G. Wentworth. 877 cash now.
That was where I learned annuity, where I was like, what? Yeah. In the world is an annuity now.
So every year you get it.
That's honestly like an astigmatism for me. I'm like, whoa, look at this word that I had no idea existed. Like, why don't you get out of my area, word?
Just J.G. Wentworth. That's it. If you've been at home during the day and feeling kind of like you weren't supposed to be, you've heard that.
Gabe used to have such a good joke about that, about how like it's catered for people who clearly don't work during the day.
Why are you
it's all about
right
like suing people and like you want some money but like don't really know how to get it.
You have mesothelioma. Do you need to learn how to like clean a gun? It was a very funny, great bit by Gabe. And connected with some of the best television. I mean, come on, man.
Yeah.
If J.G. Wentworth's on, some girlfriends might be fighting each other.
Yeah.
Somebody might win a little IKEA.
Right.
Yeah.
Troubled teens.
You know?
Troubled teens going
geek to
boot
chic.
Yeah.
You know, you get all that.
Maybe Samurai Pizza Cast is on. Maybe it's an early J.G. Wentworth, late cartoon.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Sure. Sure.
J.G. Wentworth, call 877 cash now.
I have a structured settlement. Yeah, he had a whole beat.
I have a structured settlement and I need cash now. Call J.G. Wentworth, 877 cash now. 877 cash. Meow, 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 meow.
Fucking girl talk over here. He's on now.
Mr. Masher.
Got him.
So that wraps up the draft. David, you went first. You took ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm loving it. And then La Cura. And then the Tootsie Roll one. And then the Fandango one.
Oh, we got your ticket. Yeah, your movie ticket.
Fandango. And then skip it. Skip it. And then Jamel, you went second. You took Goldfish and... And then the Mentos, the Fresh Maker, which I can't. I'm going from song to song, and my brain is scrambling.
Mentos fresh and full of life.
Fresh goes better. Mentos
fresher.
And then the what's the Empire one?
What is the Empire?
Empire today.
Oh, Empire. Yeah,
it's like 800-588-2300
Empire.
That's today. Right.
And they don't say four last. Never. They never have. Don't you want the Fanta? Don't you want the Fanta? And then we are farmers. Bum, 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 bum. And Sean, you went third. You took the Toys R Us one, which goes,
I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. There's a million toys at Toys R Us that I can play with.
Yeah, man.
There we go.
Hell yeah,
there we
dude.
Go. Took me a second. I got a Martin. I got a Martin.
And then,
fly to the bumblebee speed.
Sound like Beaker from the Muppets. And then give me a break. Give me a break.
Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
And then bomb bomb from Twix, which we'll see history judges that one.
Real.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. And then I went fourth last, and I took
I want some Baba, baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back. Back. Chili's, and then you'll get caught up in the crossfire.
Crossfire.
And then the Salino and Barnes. 1-888-888-888-888-888. Or something. And then the Oscar Mayer Wiener.
Chappelle's just like, what?
Oh, we'll show her an Oscar Mayer Wiener.
That is what I truly like to be.
And then finally, I went with J.G. Wentworth. 877-CASH-NOW.
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 Call now.
Yeah.
Sheila from Arkansas, come on down. And then we're playing. We're playing the fucking Price is Right. So we left some good ones on the board.
Yeah.
Mr. Bucket.
Mr. Bucket
was fantastic.
Forgive me.
I had an old Nestle one that I was a child.
Busted out.
But it goes, something like creamy white, alpine white. Nestle makes the very best.
Creamy.
N-E-S-T-L-E-S. Because it was when they had that white chocolate
crunch. I remember that.
Definitely sounded like a white supremacist.
Yeah, it was like alpine white, creamy white. Alpine Nestle wine. Makes the very best.
Christian Brothers marching forward.
Ew.
God.
No. My grandma's family died here.
You know what I had? I had the Perfection song.
Ooh.
Put the pieces into the slot. Make the right selection. Watch the numbers run on the clock. Pop! Goes perfection.
Yeah.
Did have perfection. Hell yeah.
Perfection was hard.
You slip. You slide. Oh. You hit the bump and take a dive. Or it was ramp or something
that. Yeah.
It's a Crocodile Mile, I think.
There was the Almond Joy. Almond Joy's got nuts.
Mounds don't.
Or sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't. Do you remember Almond Joy's got nuts.
Mr. Clean gets rid of Gleason, grime, and dirt in just a minute. But they came back with a remix and they were like, Mr. Clean is stronger, longer. He's got ultra power in it.
Hell yeah. Mr. Clean.
Yeah.
Do you remember that post Little Mermaid when like sort of white person reggae was like, and it was like, peppermint. Wintergreen.
Yeah.
For like different kinds of like double mint gum.
Peppermint or something like that.
Peppermint.
Peppermint.
Ricola is more of like a tag, but.
Yeah, but Ricola.
It counts. You got to count
that. I had you're not fully clean unless you're zestfully clean.
Yeah. The Folgers out there.
Oh, yeah.
With Folgers in your.
They have an extended one.
Yeah. How does it start?
Remember, like the fucking. Life. They have like,
oh, yeah. They did a full. Yeah.
They'll do different lyrics.
Hallmark shit.
Yeah. It's like life is better with full or something about waking up.
Well, there's different lyrics to each of them. They're like, you've been out on the road for three straight months.
Fucking super snowing. Yeah. You just got home.
You've been doing speed. Getting the hand jobs from lot lizards.
You were lying about your hours and saying you drove less than you did.
Yeah. You almost killed Tracy Morgan, but now.
And then you mainlined a yellow jacket.
Oh my shit. Did you guys have Burlington Coat Factory?
Man,
did I
get a bunch of clothes to go back to school with
in eighth grade? One of those places that had big boy sizes without making you feel weird about it.
Yeah. I got an Averex shirt from there.
Yeah.
They used to have the coats too. My mom, they still wanted like $200 for that Averex leather.
Yeah, no, I couldn't get an Averex coat. I know.
They were going to let it go for cheap.
Drinking was great.
My baloney has a first name. It's O-S-E-A-R. My baloney has a second name. It's M-E-Y-E-R.
I had two joints. They had the hot dogs and they had the weed.
I had I am stuck on Band-Aids brand, so germs don't stick on me.
Bing.
Also, I had I'm a big kid now.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was the, and I couldn't think of how it went, but there was the patty, like, or bun, two patties. Lettuce, pickles, onion, special sauce.
Oh, yeah.
The Big Mac song. But I couldn't obviously think of how it went.
The song is why I started eating Big Macs for a while.
Yeah. All beef patties.
Whoppers are good too.
How does it go? Do you remember how it went?
I don't know.
All beef patties.
Lettuce, pickles, onions.
Special sauce.
Lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, Jessica, onion, seed. Illinois, Chicago. Yeah. It's more of that than a song.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
You guys ever put Mac sauce on something else?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't. That was the day I was really. That's when I really started
Mac
smoking
sauce
weed.
Mac sauce on a double cheeseburger. Get out of here.
Oh boy.
Back in the dollar menu days.
God, I bummed me out. They got rid of the dollar menu.
When it was straight up a dollar?
Man, the spicy chicken sandwiches.
Oh my God, that shit was so clutch.
Yeah. Both probably saved and cost me my life.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how that goes.
There was definitely some times where $5 was the whole meal you could afford for that day. And you did not feel like you were shorted.
Yeah. Plus, like, then you were just going to go get in bed anyway because you're depressed because you just ate $5 worth of McDonald's.
I knew it was all going to go downhill when they put the McDouble out. I was like, oh, it's the end of it.
Yeah.
The McDouble was the beginning
of the
end.
Ripped the cheese from us.
Yeah, man. Next
thing
you know.
Who knows what's next?
They're taking our jobs.
We want to hear your jingle picks at AllFantasyPod on Twitter, AllFantasyPodcast@gmail.com. Please hit us up. Shout out to everyone on the AFE subreddit. Shout out to everyone on the AFE Patreon.
Shout out.
The biggest shout out possible to super producer, Marissa.
She dang.
Marsmel.
At Marsmel. Hit her up. Shout out to Sensu Carmel.
Shout out.
Shout out to fucking Haji Beats. Shout out to Sid the Dude. Shout out to Frankie Ocean. Shout out to Lance Bangs.
Shout out to Martin.
Yeah, shout out to Martin.
It's been a pleasure having you. Pleasure having you in the studio, my
Shout out to the chicken wings we're about to eat.
Thank you.
A gentleman.
Oh, yeah. I didn't bring my wallet.
I got you.
I need a credit card to put in. I haven't even ordered the wings.
Oh, that's all right. Well, we'll eat them at some point.
Yeah.
Well, Malloy conveniently forgot his wallet when I was paying for the shit last night.
Mike Malloy did.
Convenient. Oh, shit. I don't have my wallet.
Yeah.
Sure you don't, you fucking goon.
Some of those basketball shorts with no pockets on them, huh? I get the game.
That's such a tough look.
I got a pocket for that attitude, I'll tell you that.
That guy. That
but I will
guy.
Venmo for who. Yeah.
Oh, please. Come on.
Well, I got more important than all
that, tune in again next week for another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything. Fuck.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.